This is something that surprised me. I thought I knew the science in the 20th century to some degree, but there are several things that surprised me whilst writing, whilst putting it together. And I suppose it's partly once you try and paint a picture on this scale of canvas, you start to see, or you can draw or paint a different sort of picture, and you only find that out in actually doing it. So, for example, the extent to which the rise and importance of American science, now I knew American science was important, but the more I looked at the 20th century, the more I realised that actually here is something that is a historical phenomenon. I mean, there's no doubt if you count anything from number of Nobel Prizes or particular important developments, well, in the 20th century, certainly by mid-century, it's American science that is really exciting. Well, how do you then explain that? So both, there are two jobs really. One is to describe what's going on, but then to try and make sense of it as well. And I found that was a question that, well, historians hadn't actually properly asked before, partly because we deal with much smaller case studies or national stories. If you paint on a bigger canvas, you end up with a different sort of picture.